Hey everybody, it's Kimmy. This short little spiel is about regret. I personally have dealt with it. I don't believe in it to a degree, but then again, I kind of do because obviously I regret myself. I regret not doing things, but obviously I have the time to still learn from that. Eventually, we won't though. Like eventually we're gonna get older and we're gonna be less likely and able to do the things that we're able to do right now. If you're, and I mean, if you're 35, 45, 55, you're still young, but one day, Gary Vaynerchuk always says this, you're going to be 80 years old or 90 years old in a freaking, hopefully not, hopefully your family can take care of you, but a lot of times you're in an old folks home, right? And just completely and totally over and over, probably dealing with regret of things that you didn't do. Again, Gary Vaynerchuk says that if you go into an old folks home and you talk to people, or if you just talk to somebody who is older, they always say, go and do the things you want to do, scared or not. Not doing the things that you're scared of doing, the only thing that's going to happen is regret. I was actually on a phone call with a friend, and my friend Carly, and she said, I've heard this quote said in many different forms, but she said it so clearly, and it was, you can bounce back from failure, you just can't bounce back from regret. You can deal with failure. You can do it again, better than you tried before, or in a different way, but please, just do it, no matter how dumb you look. Odds are, I promise you, more like 99% of the people watching you or seeing what you're doing, outside of their little ego where they're like, ha ha ha, you look stupid. Even if you do, I doubt anymore. It's getting more of a comfortable thing to do things out of the norm. So take advantage of that. But if there is that one little person or percent that is like, oh my God, you look so stupid, I swear that inside of them, they're just scared and they have an ego and they wish they could be doing those things themselves. Otherwise, why would they make fun of it? Nobody in their right mind, literally nobody in their right mind, is going to make fun of somebody for trying to do something that makes them happy. Just think about that. I got so sick of not believing in myself that I just blindly, optimistically just went for it. And I got really sick of just not believing in myself. It might, you know, sometimes I might seem too into myself, I'm sure, if you just look at it from the outside. But people who know me know that that's not the case. But yeah, I got sick and tired of doubting myself. And regret hurts more later than your aches do now. So please, start. Do it. I'm like an echo of Gary Vaynerchuk sometimes, but he feeds into everything that I've felt for such a long time that it's just easily comes out. So I do want to give credit to him. You know, this is something that I've felt for a really long time though, and I want to share it with y'all. So bam, stay tuned. There's more to come.